Governor Bill Walker has a decision to make, whether to fight tribes over sovereignty or to work with them to increase their self-determination. The state of Alaska for many years fought tribes over rights afforded to lower 48 tribes, rights the state argued were extinguished by the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. In 2006, tribes sued the federal government over the right to transfer tribal lands into federal ownership or trust status, which would give tribes wider control over laws and management of lands while restricting the power of the state. Trust status also has tax implications. In 2013, the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. agreed with the tribes that excluding Alaska tribes from applying for trust status was illegal and discriminatory. Now Governor Walker faces an August 24th deadline on whether the state will continue to appeal the case. Walker is facing pressure from tribes to drop the lawsuit. He said Monday the purpose of a recent five-village trip was to listen to and build relationships with tribes.
Well, I wasn't trying to sell a deal or make a deal or get anybody to do anything different than they already do. I just wanted to understand and hear from them some of the issues in their village, in their tribal association.
Last week, Walker toured five communities to talk with the plaintiffs in Akiachak and Tuliksak in western Alaska, Chalkeetsik in the interior, Barrow on the north slope, and Haines in southeast. Walker says he heard a common thread. Tribes want to make sure land is available for future generations.
The theme I would take from across the state was that they really were looking at it more from a preservation standpoint, trying to hang on to what they had and recognizing that they had a whole lot more previously.
Walker says land status is one of an array of issues related to tribal sovereignty that his administration is considering.
We're looking at some of those already as far as how can we transfer jurisdiction for certain matters over to the tribes. And so I think that's, I think our look and our vision is much broader than land and trust.
Walker has not yet laid out his plans for the lawsuit, saying his legal team is still reviewing information. Visa-free travel for Alaska Natives with ties across the Bering Strait has been reinstated after being banned for more than 3 years. KNOM's Emily Russell has more.
The Bering Strait's Regional Commission says travel restrictions for Alaska Natives to Chukotka have been lifted, leaving many with relatives on the Russian side of the strait feeling relieved. Since time immemorial, Natives on both sides of the Bering Strait have traveled freely between what is now Alaska and Chukotka. Political egos and ensuing conflicts after World War II put a stop to this fluid exchange of people and goods. The director of the FBI at the time, J. Edgar Hoover, ordered the border closed in 1948, urging that, quote, U.S. national security interests should outweigh the interests of local Eskimos. John Wakii of Sibunga remembers the decades-long border closure.
60 years of closure, the Cold War was not good for us. And then to make it difficult for our people several years ago, you know, it's tough. We need to be able to go back and forth. It's a God-given right.
Relations eventually thawed and the border was reopened in 1989. That same year, the U.S. and the Soviet Union signed an agreement reinstating visa-free travel for eligible natives on both sides of the strait. That 1989 agreement was curtailed 3 years ago when all travelers, including Alaska Natives with ties to Chukotka, were required to purchase and apply for a visa to travel across the strait. Wagee is frustrated that international disputes infringe on their right to travel.
I don't think that people that have ties to Chukotka or Alaska need to be used as pawns.
Now Vera Metcalf with the Bering Straits Regional Commission says the agreement was updated just last month.
Qualified Native Alaskans can travel visa-free under this agreement that is called the Bering Straits Agreement. And the visits in Chukotka are limited to 90 days.
Just why the agreement was reinstated is unclear. Julia Straker, a spokesperson for the State Department, says, quote, due to administrative issues, U.S. participants had not been able to travel under the agreement during the past 3 years. Without revealing any details, Straker and Metcalf both confirm those issues have been resolved. With visa-free travel reinstated, Wagee looks forward to visiting family across the strait and hosting more cultural exchanges between natives from Alaska and Chukotka in the years to come.
That report is by Emily Russell of KNOM in Nome. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.